Knowledge Products presents the United States Constitution, narrated by Walter Cronkite. On December 20, 1787, Thomas Jefferson wrote to his close friend, James Madison, regarding the proposed Constitution.
I like much the general idea of framing a government which should go on of itself peaceably, without needing continual recurrent to the state legislature. I like the organization of the government into legislative, judiciary, and executive. I am captivated by the compromise of the opposite claims of great and little states, of the latter to equal and the former to proportional influence. I am much pleased, too, with the substitution of the method of voting by persons instead of that of voting by states.
Jefferson went on to add what he did not like about the Constitution.
First, the omission of a Bill of Rights, providing clearly and without the aid of sophisms for freedom of religion, freedom of the press, protection against standing armies, restriction against monopolies, the eternal and unremitting force of the habeas corpus laws, and trials by jury in all matters of fact, triable by the laws of the land and not by the laws of nations.
The American demand for a Bill of Rights drew heavily upon the traditions of English history. When American colonists looked back on their heritage, they looked across the ocean to British precedents. In June of 1215, on the meadow of Runnymede and at the sword point of his barons,